I realize it's done really, really late, and I don't plan to keep you very long. But if it be the Lord's will, I'd like to say a few things. And I was going to take my reading lesson from Mark chapter 5, and I'd encourage you to sometime or another go read that. But people say, well, time don't matter. Yes, it does. It does matter. One day it's going to run out. Lost people's going to find out just exactly how much it does matter. And you're only going to keep people's attention so long. That's just the way it is. I mean, and I know that. But if you get a chance, go over and read about the ruler of the synagogue who took Jesus to his daughter. A lot of times in the Bible, when you read about fathers, you read about it's always to do with a father and a son. But there's some of us that got daughters, and we love our children. And that man loved his child, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And in that, at that time, it wasn't a real popular thing to be a follower of Jesus, and especially in the synagogue. And I know it had to be tough for him to go to Jesus and take him back to the synagogue to his daughter. But he did, and his daughter was healed. But our thought would be, if we put a name to it, I guess, would be stepping stones. Brother Marty preached this morning kind of on the rock, and he talked about over there building your house on a solid rock. He talked about a house being a family. Well, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. For me and my family, we shall serve the Lord. So we're to build our house on a solid rock. Once we're saved, we'll continue building on that. But I want to read from Joshua chapter 4. And I want to remind us about stepping stones. And for us, thus, our dads, that what our responsibilities are to our children. And our responsibilities to our children, of course, is to take care of our children and nurture them and raise them and teach them between right and wrong. But the main thing you'll ever do for your child is taking them to the house of God where they learn about Jesus and need to be saved by God's grace. Amen. And that's the most important thing you can ever do for your child. And a lot of times that we've heard mentioned today, and I've seen it since I've been here, that responsibility has fell upon moms and mothers. But I want you to know it wasn't that made to be that way. It was made for dads to take that responsibility of being the head of the household and bringing their children to the house of God that they would learn. But in these things, we learn along the way. I've learned things along the way, and God has done stuff for me in my life that I can go back that are stepping stones. I just keep going back to over and over, and I can tell my children about them when they reach these hard times, and be a reminder to them what the Bible says about certain things. So we have stepping stones in our lives that help us along the way, and it's stuff that we can teach our kids. But reading from the fourth chapter of Joshua here, and the children of Israel are crossing the River Jordan. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take ye the 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and commanded ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. And Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that ye may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And we'll take our text, you might say that over in Ephesians, in the chapter 6, in very familiar scripture. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, I want you to understand, it's not the first commandment, but it is the first commandment with promise. That and the promise was that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. It was the fifth commandment, but it was the first one that was gave a promise with. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And nurture means the training or education. Proverbs says in 22:6, I believe it is, train a child up in the way they should go, and when they grow old, they'll not depart from it. We're to educate our children about the Lord and admonition, and in other words, attention, that they have attention towards the Lord. And one definition of it is warning. And I want you to know the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. But we're to teach our children along the way. It said that those stones there that the priest stood solid on there as they crossed the Jordan, those were stepping stones, and they took them across there and they put them up as a memorial there. They stacked them up, and then it was where their children would ask their fathers, what mean you these stones? And they said it would be a memorial that you could tell them what God had done for them. I want you to realize, men, today, if you're here and you're a dad, and if you've been saved by God's grace, there's something you can tell your children. You come to a service like this, and it's no doubt today, there might be some here today saying, why are these people getting up and crying? Why are these people getting up and shouting? Why are these people singing and talking about the Lord, thanking the Lord for saving their soul? And you can say, son or daughter, this is a memorial. This is something that's been done that God has done. He's brought them out of bondage. He's put them in over the Jordan there in the land of milk and honey. And I want you to realize how this can be a memorial, a stepping stone, you might say. Brother Barry talked about going to the graveyard, and that was a stepping stone for him. It was a place where he drove an old post there he could go back to time and time again. Each one of us that's been saved by God's grace should have these, but I want you to realize we can talk about the spiritual things. And my dad had a testimony, and I believed his testimony. I believe how he's in heaven up there, but I want you to realize it would have been so much better if my dad would have known the Word of God. If my dad had attended church Sunday after Sunday learning these things, that he would be able to tell his children of these things. Us as fathers are supposed to teach our children. Amen. How can you be the head of the house and not teach your child? We're to teach your children. We're to bring them to the house of the Lord. And these things, each time, each Sunday, these children, they're just soaking up. I've got a grandboy with me today. He can ask more questions than anybody I've ever seen. He's 4 years old. He can ask things that I can't answer. So it would stump Solomon. But so they're going to ask you questions. And when they do, you need to be able to give them a sound answer. And I try my very best. And I know you dads do. But we need to know the Word of God. Amen. Amen. There are stones all through here and memorials all through here that we can learn from, that we can teach our children. I want you to realize even at that, David was a man after God's own heart, and he failed a lot of times as a dad. I want you to realize, I think he had 3 sons. It was that died young. One of them raped his own sister. I want you to realize, and one of his sons killed him over it. And then that very son died trying to overturn his daddy, trying to steal his throne from him. You think that's honor thy father and thy mother? That's the reason them young men didn't live long upon this earth, because they dishonored their father and their mother. I want you to listen to me, children. Pay attention to what mom and daddy's telling you. They're trying to teach you right. But I want you to tell you something, Dad. You pay attention to the Lord. Even David failed. I want you to know Eli, he was a priest. He failed even there in the house of God. His boys was raised up there in the house of God, and their daddy failed them. Didn't teach them between right and wrong. Didn't teach what the Word of God said. They laid outside the temple there or the synagogue and laid with the women that was coming to the services. And God ended up taking their lives over it too. They didn't live long, did they? I want you to realize, you want your children to live long on this earth? You bring them to the house of God. Just because they get saved don't mean they'll live forever here, but they will live forever there. But I want you to know, if they'll honor their father and mother, if they'll listen to instructions and not just walk away, not pay no attention when they're told the difference between right and wrong, those children have a good chance of living here long on this earth. We have a great responsibility, Brother Glenn, right, to teach your children. I'm thankful for my daughters. I love them very much. I'm thankful they've been saved by God's grace. They gave me a cup last night that said, "How great thou art," on it. And I don't know if they've ever heard me tell the story about how all that come about, but that's what they give me. And I'm so thankful for that. They took a picture of me last night with Easton and Logan sitting over in a corner recliner years ago. When Jeannie was just a little girl and Maggie was a little girl, I sat in that same corner in a recliner, helped them in my lap. I don't know if Megan even remembered that or not, but she took a picture of me last night and she put it on Facebook. Now, it won't be on Facebook. I should have taught them better than that. But Sheila showed it to me this morning, and I was holding another little blonde-headed little one and another little brown-headed little one. They were my grandbabies. I hope along the way that I taught them a little stuff along the way in training them up as a child. And when they grow old, they'll not depart from it. It didn't say all the time. They wouldn't. It said when they grow old. A lot of us have made mistakes and got out into the world and went back and forth. But there comes a time to settle down and go to the house of God. And raise your children in a way that will be pleasing to the Lord. There was good men in the Bible too that talked to children. And I ain't saying David wasn't a good man. He was after God's own heart. But he made mistakes, and so have I. And I want you to know so have you. But we can't stop making all of them. But we can correct some of them today. If you're in church, brethren, and you could be like Eli and be in church all the time. He was a priest. He let the light go out. And then letting that light go out, he failed his children. Do not let your light go out. Keep it trimmed. And don't just show up at church. Teach your children. Amen. Sit down with them at the table, as it was mentioned earlier. Sit down with them and talk about the Lord. Understand the Word of God. I don't understand all of it, but I understand enough of it to know that I've made a lot of mistakes in my lifetime. I failed my children miserably so many times, but they both managed to, all my mistakes, they both have got a testimony of salvation. They both have married real good men that work and provide for them. And I just want to see them in church. And I know you want to see yours in church. Amen. And so y'all help us work and labor. Amen. Let's lay out stones for them there that they'd be able to see. Let's put stones, let's stack them up where they'd be able to see, and that there'd be a memorial to them along the way. I was a woman, a Shunammite woman, a good woman. We preach on her a lot of times at Mother's Day, and I think she was a beautiful picture of the church. She built a room for Elijah to stay in. And when he come through and preaching to Elijah, she had a place for the man of God. They didn't have a son, and Elijah asked the Lord what he could do for him, what they'd done for him and what for the cause. And the Lord gave him a son. And then one day while they was out in the fields and with the reapers, the dad was, they was gathering their corn or grain, whatever it was, the son fell sick. And he said, "Oh, my head, my head." And his father said, "Take him to his mother." I believe the dad knows the mother's where he need to go to. I believe the church is a picture of that mother, or that mother was a picture of the church. Get them to the church. Got there and the mom, the church has never saved nobody. Do you know that? But it's been an influence. We pointed them towards the one that could. The mom got there and she knew she couldn't save him. So she got him to the man of God. And Elijah, and that was a picture of God. The dad saw the need to be a church. The church saw the needed God. So we get them to God. That's what we can do. She takes him to the man of God, and they go in that room. The old man of God lays across him and breathes in his nostrils, just like God breathed in the nostrils of Adam, and he become a living soul. And that young man's life come back to him. He was born again of the Spirit. I believe it's a picture of all that. Because a good dad saw that his son needed the Lord and pointed him in the right direction. There was a good dad over in Mark chapter 5, you'll find, that saw his daughter needed Jesus. Now, Jesus is not just right down the road now where we can go get him and bring him back. He's a lot closer than that. We don't have to travel somewhere. We don't have to take a journey. We don't have to wait. That time he'd been there and he'd cast a demon out of one, and he'd come and he crossed the sea and he got out of the ship. Ruler of the synagogue come to him. We don't have to travel there no more, because that veil was rent. He dwells all around us. And if you've been saved by grace, he dwells in you. We have more access to him now than the ruler of the synagogue did then. Because he sits on the throne making intercessions for us. So we can still take our children to Jesus, and we can still ask Jesus to come to our children. Ain't that good? These are stones, stepping stones, that we can teach our kids. I know this has been short. I know it's later. And I know a lot of you probably didn't even think I would have started. But I think it's very important for us that are dads to be a father and teach our children. We just teach them, nurture them, teach them the things of the Lord. And if we'll do that, I won't tell you, I talked about before, some of the proudest moments I ever had was walking in Rocky Mount Church with my children. You'll look back someday, you'll thank God for the efforts that you made with the help of the Lord. There's some sitting back there right now that God's blessed, and I've heard them talk about it many times. You'll never regret serving God. That's my little message. Brother Larry, if you've got a song.